We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ralph Sindrich, attorney, sports agent, former player, All-American at college, in college at Pitt, wrote a book called NFL Brawler. And so I think this is a great way of getting into this Myles Garrett incident again from last night. And Ralph, you know, the title of your book being said, this is not something I could see you or anybody else from your era doing what we watched Garrett do last night. With your legal background, your sports background, all of that factoring into this next answer to the question I'm going to ask you, did you look at last night what Myles Garrett did? Did you think it was a crime?
No.
Not at all?
No, I didn't.
No.
No.
What would you call it?
I wouldn't call it a crime. I would call it a suspension. You know, throw him out of the game.
For how long?
You know, I think that depends. But to me, it's at least 3 games, maybe more. You know, I played, so I'm a bit of a player's advocate. But okay. that type of conduct is not certainly anything that's condoned. Nothing that I've been around. Only the Bush League teammates that I can recall over years would ever go and do something like that, guys that maybe belonged on the street. But, you know, the thing is, I mean, I think he let the NFL handle it.
And they did today. They suspended Garrett indefinitely, and it's for at least the rest of the year, which is 6 games. It could be more if the Browns make the playoffs. So when Adam Schefter calls it assault, one word, assault. This is a guy with millions of followers. He's the most plugged-in NFL reporter. You think he's way off base with that, Ralph?
Oh, no. I mean, it most definitely was an assault. It's just that, you know, you go back to the 50s, 60s, 70s when I was playing. I mean, you had those things occur, you know, all the time.
Really?
I'm not saying that doesn't make it acceptable, but sure. I mean, you had bounties on guys where if you could lay out a guy that was a key player, I mean, all of it went on. And again, I'm not minimizing anything. Mm-hmm. I thought that was terrible, but you know, it's been a part of the game. Sometimes the emotions get the better of guys. Perhaps they shouldn't be out there. Arguably, they're a bad element that should never be in the NFL. I mean, I think you have a lot of different positions, but it's something that happens out there and has happened continuously during my time from high school on. Literally.
Have you been on the field when someone swung a helmet at you or a teammate? Have you seen that exact scenario play out before?
I don't think so. And okay. My first response would be no, but I'd have to take a look back over the years. I mean, I had some teammates who were whack jobs, and, you know, only a whack job does something like that. I can't recall specifically anything like that.
Would you want a guy like Myles Garrett as your teammate, Ralph?
Absolutely not. Okay. Wouldn't trust him. Wouldn't trust him during good times. A guy like that blows it when you have an important game on the line or something that's really big. I mean, that's just conduct that when you lose total control, it's not a part of what football should be a part.
Ralph Sindrich, attorney, sports agent, former player, joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. Please go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, the helmet arguably is a deadly weapon.
Yes.
You come out, if you're taking off your helmet, you're swinging. It's not like, you know, dumb guys like we used to be. We used to throw punches and break our hands on people's face masks, you know. I mean, but this is something a lot more serious, and it elevates what you're doing in a game, the safety of it, and the like.
If you were Mason Rudolph's agent and you've got the law background and he comes to you and he's like, I'm having concussion symptoms, I don't feel right, I think I want to sue Myles Garrett for what happened, would he have a claim? Is there civil liability here?
There could be. I mean, it hasn't happened that I recall in the NFL. I think it's happened in one other sport. You have to go with egregious conduct that's so outside of the rules or whatever that it goes into a criminal assault area, which then, you know, you get into your civil ramifications, being able to file a civil suit and claim damages that way. You know, I don't know that there are any damages. Were there, no one was really hurt on this, were they?
Thankfully, no. I mean, it looked like he could have killed him, but he's fine. By all accounts, Rudolph is fine. He talked after the game. There's no report today that he's in concussion protocol or dealing with any kind of injury from that play. So, no, it looks like for now that all, you know, crisis and harm was avoided in this situation.
Had that occurred, I don't think there's any question there would have been a viable suit.
Gotcha.
And to me, yeah, and to me, a guy could go on and get damages, and you know, if it went beyond, you know, I don't know of any insurance covering players that way, but could be personal damages that could go, you know, untold numbers. So it was just a bad example of what takes place in the NFL. I can't recall too many being, you know, quite that bad, and you know, I'd like to see punishment too.
Gotcha. Ralph Sindrich, attorney, sports agent, author of NFL Brawler, played big-time college football, Pitt, joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. So, Pouncey, after this play occurs, after Garrett swings Rudolph's helmet at Rudolph, he comes in, he throws Garrett to the ground, he's punching him in the face, he's kicking him in the head, he's protecting his quarterback, it's defending his quarterback. He gets a 3-game suspension. If you were Marquise Pouncey's agent, the fact that this guy now, for defending his quarterback from a dangerous act, is going to be out 3 games without pay, Ralph, how would that make you feel?
Well, it wouldn't make me feel too good, but it would make me disagree with what occurred.
Okay.
I mean, he deserves 3 games. I mean, I like the hell to heaven what he did. I mean, it's one of those things to where you want to see a guy that's going to stick up for his quarterback, especially like that. But in terms of you got to take the punishment with it. You're going to get punished,
even if it's in the name of defending a teammate.
Oh, even if it's that name or if it's a coach or anyone else. I mean, if it's on-the-field conduct like that, you deserve to be fined or suspended or some type of punishment. But at the same time, in the locker room rules, in my opinion, teammates and everyone else is all for it. You expect them. You want them to do it. You don't let anybody go out in your quarterback without retribution.
Ralph, if something like this had happened back in the 1960s or early 70s, would it have been a big deal?
No, it would have been a big brawl. Everybody just would have been out on the field, everybody swinging. And I mean, I can't recall the fines being all that great back then.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes, you know, when you'd see them, and I'm not saying that happened a lot, but I think it happened more then than now. But, you know, when a fight occurred, I mean, everybody would put their helmets on and get ready to go back, you know, into the brawl.
Ralph Sindrich joining us here on 93.7 The Fan, attorney, sports agent, local guy. Did great work on the field, off the field, joining us on 93.7. I want 93.7 The Fan. I want to read to you something that Mike Florio said to me earlier in the show. He's also an attorney. He runs the Pro Football Talk website. He said to me,
"I know Mike, very, very, very competent, very well respected."
He said to me, Ralph, that he thinks the most powerful people in the legal system are local prosecutors, and he thinks that if this game had occurred in Pittsburgh, quote, if this had happened in Pittsburgh, Myles Garrett may have been cuffed and stuffed at Heinz Field. Do you agree with that?
I don't think so. No. I mean, I think maybe they'd be looking in. Are we saying because it happened in Pittsburgh, District Attorney Zappello would then look into it and file the charges? You know, I don't think it goes into that. I would hope not. I mean, I think you have to stop the conduct. If you can't stop it in the NFL, sure, you get it, law enforcement people involved. But the NFL has been pretty good about policing itself. It doesn't need, in my opinion, law enforcement to come in. And I think they'll handle this properly. And I think when you get, you know, to the next game, everything will be just the way it should be.
Do you think that Rudolph should have been disciplined? He tried to take Garrett's helmet off and failed. He tried to kick Garrett to get him off of him, and then he went back at Garrett, and that's when he got hit. He was fined today by the league. Should there have been more discipline imposed on the Steelers quarterback, Ralph?
No. I mean, and honestly, I guess I don't think the fine, maybe you have to do it just because he's a quarterback or whatever else, you know, but, you know, what's a guy going to do? He's going to hit some. I mean, the most thing to do is kick somebody. I guess. Yeah, maybe you have to do something, but I don't necessarily agree with that.
There you go. Ralph Sindrich played at Pitt, Went on to become a great attorney and sports agent. His book, NFL Brawler, thought he was the perfect guest after what transpired in Cleveland last night. Ralph, thanks so much. Great to catch up with you, man. You take care, all right?
Hey, good talking. Thanks for having me on. And anytime anything dirty comes up you want me to opine on, just let me know.
Okay. I like that. Thank you.
Take care.
You bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.